Well, good evening, everyone. It's a great pleasure to be with all of you this evening. I'm Dr. Ann Bodak, Director of Sales at NECAN, and we have a very special call lined up for you this evening. And that is with one of our new NECAN corporate speakers, Mark Palmer. For those of you that had the opportunity to attend our recent convention in Orlando, Florida last month, had the opportunity to meet Mark and listen to the great things that he had to share about our new nutritionals that we've recently introduced. And to begin, I'd just like to share a few words about Mark that, you know, I know you're going to really appreciate the information that he has to share, but we've introduced these new organic-based nutritional products. And Mark has grown up in a household where organic nutrition has been a part of his life right from, I'm sure, Mark, right from the time of your birth, if I read your information correctly. And so that really lends a lot of weight that he's grown up with the importance of this and really recognizing and understanding it. And he's also, and it was part of his family and his household life, and followed in his father's footsteps in entering the nutritional industry and ultimately training and working with some of the most highly respected companies in the nutritional world. And so he's a seasoned veteran with over 14 years of experience. He really understands the benefits of enzymes, essential fats, vitamins, and herbs as part of a healthy nutritional regime. We're very excited to have him as part of the NECAN corporate speaking team. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker for this evening, Mark Palmer. So, Mark, welcome to the call tonight.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Great. Well, should we go ahead and get started?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Jill, I think, Mark, are you familiar with advancing the slides on WebEx? It's very simple. It's just...
There's a little button right at the top of the screen that'll let me go to the next page.
Exactly. And,
okay.
Yeah, Jill, let's go ahead and pass the ball to Mark. And Mark's going to go through some more detailed information about our new products, and then we'll be opening the call up for Q&A for people that are on the web portion of the meeting, that you'll be able to either ask verbally your questions of Mark or chat the question to us, and we'll ask them for you. So, Mark, we'll pass things over to you, and Jill, if you can pass the ball to Mark,
and
we will begin.
We have a little technical thing here. It won't allow me to do that because it's based on the software being used by Mark Palmer. I'm getting a pop-up box saying that.
Okay, so Mark, let's just go ahead and you can let me know when you would like to advance.
Okay, let me see if I can do it. Yeah, it won't let me. Well, I'll let you know, Anne, when it's time to go to the next slide. I wanted to just, you know, also add to what you said, and I appreciate the introduction, that not only did I grow up in that lifestyle, but I've incorporated that lifestyle into my family. I'm married, and I have two little ones, and I couldn't imagine raising them in a different environment. They're very healthy. They're very happy. They're very whole. And so it's nice to, you know, see that now I'm the second generation. My kids are the second generation of this wellness, you know, lifestyle. So go ahead and advance to the next slide. Now, we want to talk about the nutrition tonight, and we want to talk about why we don't want to eat processed foods and all the problems that come with that, the chemicals, the additives, the high fat content, the fact that we're not getting the good nutrition in our diet because of how just hectic our lifestyles are. We're all guilty of, you know, grabbing something out that may not be the healthiest because it's fast and it's convenient. But that's where we have an answer with NECAN. We have an answer with the new nutritional products. Go ahead and go to the next slide. We've very carefully put together some new products that we thought would be the most useful to everybody. We tried to make products that were inclusive of anybody, any lifestyle. You know, one of the things that I see in the nutrition industry is there's so many different types of people that I meet, and everybody has a different kind of lifestyle. Some are vegan, some are not. We try to make our products so that they would be friendly to anybody. So our new products can be used by vegans. They are vegan products, so it's pretty neat that we can actually tell that to people. We're trying to use as many organic products. Some of our products are 100% organic, but we're trying to use as many organic ingredients as we can. And we're trying to use some of the most nutritionally dense vegetables to put into like the multivitamins to make it a very complete system for everybody. Go ahead and go to the next slide. did we do? And how is it going to help everybody? How is this approach going to, you know, affect you? That's the most important thing. And what I can tell you, you know, we'll get into each product individually, and that's where I feel these products will really shine. But on the whole, we're going with a whole food concept. We're trying to get as much organic ingredients as possible, and we're trying to maximize how much organic and whole food we can get into each product without making it inconvenient. So let's go ahead and go to the whole body renewal. So with the whole body renewal, we have come up with a way to show yourself and to the people that you present this to a simple system. Let me see. It might be on the next slide, but hold on one
second.
Yeah, just one second. Let me take a quick peek here. Why don't you advance to the next slide for me just to see if it's there. No. Go back. You can go ahead and go back. It's not there yet. Go back to slide 5.
Yeah, it just takes a minute to go back.
Okay. Thank you very much. We put together a core system. So the core system is a group of products that we feel that everybody should take. And then on the outside of the core system, and we're calling this the wheel, we have little bubbles, and it's, you know, we have an immune and a skeletal, and all these bubbles are for incorporating specific things into your regimen, depending on your lifestyle, who you are, and where you're at. But it really simplifies the approach. Everyone should take the core and then add to it as needed, which is really fantastic. So we have two approaches, and that's the bio-replenishment and the bio-nourishment. Go ahead and go to the next slide. So the bio-replenishment, that's based on the body's own chemicals, the stuff that we normally make, that includes like the osteodense and the lactoferrin. The bio-nourishment are the things that our body can't produce, like essential fats, the jade greenzymes, the siaga. Go ahead and go to the next slide. And this is what it looks like. This is very exciting to me. So you have the core, and at the core you have the Mega Daily 4, the jade greenzyme, and the siaga. And then around the core you have the body balance, because depending on if you need to maybe get your body into better shape. Thank you very much. You need to get your body into better shape. You can take the body balance, and if you don't, then you don't necessarily need that. And then you have the different bubbles. So we have our gastrointestinal at the top. That's for, you know, any digestive issues. We have our cardiovascular for the heart. We have the immune, the skeletal, and the nervous. And depending on, you know, hey, I need mental clarity. I need some omegas. I think everybody needs omegas in their diet. You can start incorporating these things into, you know, into the core system. So you can go ahead to the next slide. So let's talk about the core system. We have the Mega Daily 4, we have the Jade Greenzyme, and the Siaga. And why did we put all three of those in there? Because everyone can actually use these products every day. You have your Mega Daily 4, there's all the vitamins that you need, the essential vitamins that you cannot get, that your body doesn't make, and that we're most likely not getting from our diets because we're not eating perfect diets. We have the Jade Greenzyme, which is a great detoxification product. It's loaded with all kinds of exotic enzymes. It's wonderful for energy. We have the Siaga, the super antioxidant. So there you can see, okay, we have the core. It's very simple. You have your Mega Daily 4, your multivitamin. You've got the Jade, and you've got the Siaga. And then if you need it, you can throw in the body balance. Go ahead to the next slide. So let's talk about the Mega Daily 4 and why is it special. You know, what we did is we actually rolled the whole food tablet into the product. And the idea behind that was if we can take our whole food, our vegetable tablet, and concentrate it into the product, we can cut down on the amount of pills taken, which is nice. And we can use that as a carrier for the other nutrients. It's really important to have some kind of carrier to help the body absorb and recognize the ingredients. We've made them so they're gender specific, but because men and women are very different, we can't just give the same formula to two different people. We've included some superfoods. One of my favorite is the parsley. I like to tell everybody that I was just reading online at PubMed, and I'll say that slowly, PubMed.gov is a government-run website that has a whole database of lots of different studies, and I actually looked up cilantro, which is a type of parsley, because I was interested in what kind of healing effects it could have on the body, and there was a study that was done showing that people in China who ate a large amounts of this parsley, they ate it in soup form, were detoxifying a lot of metals. And I'm excited to say that that product is in our Mega Daily 4. It's one of our superfoods. And we can go to the next slide. So we have the men's and women's. We have, in the men's, we have the turmeric, the saw palmetto. So this is really a very gentle prostate formula. And in the women's, we have a very gentle hormonal balancing formula. We didn't include soy. We found that a lot of people were adverse to the soy. I personally was not a big fan of soy, so we thought it would be best just to leave it out. There's plenty of soy out there for us to go and get. And we made it something that would be a lot gentler. And really, for the men side, depending on your age, I see this product as a safety net. All of us at some point will probably struggle with some kind of prostate issue. This formula helps us to, you know, not have to worry about that so much. It's just a safety net. It's the same for the women. This formula for the women's version is a safety net. It's just there to support and help. We can go ahead to the next slide. And then just to conclude on the multivitamin, so it's four a day. You have whole food ingredients. You have everything that you basically need in a multivitamin in that. And at four a day, what we found in the nutrition industry, is, and actually they found this in the pharmaceutical as well, is that the number one problem that doctors have and that nutritional companies have is compliance. When you give people a lot of pills, like eight a day or something like that, they won't tend to actually take the supplement. So by cutting down on the amount of pills taken in the multivitamin, we've actually increased the likelihood that people will comply with the label and take what is recommended and then keep taking it and getting the health benefits of that. So we can go ahead and go to the next product. Now, the jade greenzyme is now organic. Now, a lot of people have asked me, what's the difference? Really, not that much, other than where we're farming it. Jade has always been farmed in an organic fashion. It wasn't certified organic, and that really goes back to the way that the Japanese government allows organic certification. But it's been grown basically the same way for 40 years, believe it or not, by the same farmer in the same place in Japan. Now, Dr. Hagawara's company, originally when it was founded, the idea Dr. Hagawara had was to grow the barley in the mountains away from everybody else's farms. But because of the way that farmlands were leased and the way that land is held by the Japanese government, that wasn't a possibility. And recently, and I mean as recently as just, you know, I think it's been maybe 6 months, 8 months, maybe a year at the most that they began this process, they were able to actually lease farmland from the Japanese government 10 miles up into the mountains, and which is an amazing opportunity because that's never actually happened before. The Japanese government, because of the limited amount of land in Japan, I mean, they sell it by the square inch there. Because of the limited amount of land, they don't lease it for farming. But because of just different economic things, the Japanese government took a new look at it, and, of course, Dr. Hagawara's company jumped right on that and immediately leased this land. What that means for jade is that they got it certified organic, and it's grown in a place where there's no other farming. So that means there can't be any cross-contamination, because if you know anything about organic farming, you can have an organic field, even here in the United States, but the field next to it is not certified organic. There's a possibility, there's always a possibility of cross-contamination. With jade, there is no possibility of cross-contamination because there's no farm around it. And the land has never been used for farming before, so there's nothing hidden in that soil that we have to worry about, old pesticides, things like that. It's truly virgin farmland in a very pristine environment. I would say as close to as the original, you know, nature of the land that it could be, which is fantastic. So it's the same process, the same way they juice it, the same way they prepare it. They just moved it into the mountains to grow the jade, and that's how we upgraded the product. But the same great product. You can go ahead to the next one. Okay, and then the digestion complex 420, I'm going to go ahead and talk about that. And this is in the gastrointestinal system. You can go ahead to the next slide. Digestion complex 420, this is a enzymes that are near and dear to me. What does the 420 mean? Well, it means that it breaks down the four food groups with, and actually 20 different enzymes. This is extremely complete. Now, first and foremost, all the enzymes found in this product come from plant sources. There's no animal sources. Secondly, all the enzymes in this product are not mixed in with any filler like magnesium stearate, which is, I think is really important. Magnesium stearate normally is fine to use in manufacturing, but when it comes to enzymes, it's not good to use magnesium stearate. So the four food groups that these enzymes break down, they're sugar, fat, protein, and fiber. But it's not enough just to have amylase, which breaks down sugar, protease, which breaks down protein, lipase, which breaks down fat, and cellulase, which breaks down fiber. We need to have a variety of these different kinds of... Are you hearing that? I'm sorry. I'm getting some...
I am. Still, can you see where the background noise is coming from?
I may have stopped my... Hold on one second. Is it still there?
No.
Okay. It might have been my earpiece, believe it or not, picking up somebody else's conversation. Sorry. The enzymes break... So it's not enough just to have four basic enzymes to break down those categories, because each category is actually quite complex. There's different kinds of sugars, starches, fats, and proteins that the body ingests. In fact, most people don't know this, but nuts contain a enzyme inhibitor. So you have to have a special enzyme to break down that enzyme inhibitor. Otherwise, when you eat nuts, you actually inhibit the body from digesting other foods. That's why nuts can be kind of inflammatory to the digestive process. And we put an enzyme called alpha-galactosidase. That's just one of the 20. I won't even bother going through all 20. But the thing that is really exciting about this product is that there are 20 different enzymes in here. We didn't just put together four or five and try to, you know, just cover the basics. We went for everything because we wanted something that would digest any meal, any lifestyle. So whether you're a vegan, whether you love to eat a lot of carbohydrates, or you're really a heavy protein eater, it doesn't matter what region you're from, this will break down that meal that you eat. And to me, that is really important because every year that we age, we make less enzymes. In fact, it's what I understand is for every 7 years that we age, we make 13% less enzymes. And as we make less enzymes, we are not able to digest our foods completely, and that's why we get so tired after we eat. Our body keeps committing more and more energy to the digestive process. Up to 80% of our energy goes to the digestive process. So by the time that you're 50 years old, most people have lost 50% of their ability to digest their food, and that's why there's so many different things on the market now for digestive problems. I mean, just the antacid market, from what I understand, is $10 billion. That should tell us enough that people are really having digestive issues in this country. The enzymes in this are exactly the same as you would find if you ate a totally raw food diet. And I jokingly and Orlando said that this is like cheating on a raw food diet because you're getting all those enzymes that you'd normally get on a raw food without the inconvenience of just being a raw foodist. The funny thing is I know many raw foodists and they still take these enzymes. So they're very interested in getting extra enzymes over and above even what's in a raw food. Now, if you cook your food, if you take and you cook a vegetable, once you get to 117 degrees, you've denatured any enzymes in there. And that's why it's important to supplement the kind of enzymes, because most people have denatured the foods that they're eating, and they no longer contain any of the enzymes necessary to break them down and help the body. So we can go ahead and go to the next slide. I think I addressed all this. We can go ahead and go to the next slide.
It's taking its time.
Yeah, certainly. And so just to kind of recap, it helps prevent bloating and gas. It gives you a lot of energy. I think one of the neatest things about this product is that from the first time you take it, you notice, hey, I have more energy after I eat. You don't feel like you need to take a nap after you've had lunch or dinner. So it's very exciting to demo this product, to give it to your friends. If you invite people over or go out to eat with people, carry a bottle with you, and it's just that they take it after. after you eat, and it'll be an easy way to share this incredible product with people. We can go ahead and go to the next one. Okay, the Omega Green. This is a very exciting product. What we've done is we've taken a food source, flax seeds, cranberry, and algae, and we've combined them together to make a very complete omega product. The problem with omegas on the market right now, and most of you know this, you know, is that it's fish oil. Everybody is selling a fish oil, but one of the problems with fish oil is, A, it's a scarce resource, so of course, you know, we're thinking about the planet when we make this product, because what we're putting into this is easily renewable. You can grow flax, no problem, and cranberries. It doesn't take something out of the ocean or part of the food chain away from something. But also, the fact that we're able to include DHA in here from algae is actually extremely unique. In the past, when people have sought out DHA, they've always had to go to a fish source because fish sources of omega-3 are rich in DHA. If you wanted to just get DHA from flax, you had to consume quite a bit because of the metabolic process involved with breaking flax omega-3, or what's called ALA, down into DHA is quite an expensive and heavy process on the body. It takes quite a bit of time, and it takes many chemical reactions to actually make DHA out of flax. The body is very inefficient in making DHA out of flax. In fact, I think you have to take 20 grams of flax to even get maybe half a gram of DHA. So what's neat and exciting about this is we're actually able to put DHA in what is a vegetarian or plant-based product and skip fish altogether. The problems with fish, and I talked about a little bit in Orlando, is that, one, you have to fish it, and that's not good for our planet. Two, you have to boil the oil. You have to actually process the oil through a process called molecular distillation. You have to raise the temperature of the oil up to 300 to 390 degrees so that you can concentrate the DHA, the EPA that's in that product. And then you have to use chemicals to actually pull out the things, the impurities, because those concentrates also concentrate all the impurities to pull out all those impurities, and they use chemicals, harsh chemicals like hexane to do that. Now, if you go to Costco or Target and you buy a fish oil and you open it up and you smell the fish right away, that is a sign that it's already gone rancid, because a high-energy fat like this is not usually that stable in transport, or not stable at all. Just the same way if we went to the store and we bought fresh fish, if we got home and we opened it and it smelled really fishy, we're not going to eat that because we know that it's spoiled either in transit or before we bought it, and we just couldn't tell at the marketplace. With this product, we have a very unique carrier. Basically, we took the flax seed, which flax is also a high-energy fat and can go rancid quickly, and that's why you see it in oil form, usually stored in a refrigerator, and we sprayed it on oat, and that actually stabilizes the fat, and the oats act as a preservative. And so we have one that we can actually sell on the shelf that stays active and high energy, and we have it mixed in with cranberry that helps boost up the amount of omega-6 and omega-9, and then the algae is the source of the DHA. So just to wrap that whole thing together for you, you can finally get a high amount of omega-3 and DHA out of a vegetable source, which is incredibly unique. You're not going to find this anywhere else. And you can do it without taking a fish oil and burping up that fish taste, or worrying about if the fish has gone rancid or how they process that. And I'm willing to, of course, you know, take questions on that. Many people, when I start talking about fish oil, have many questions about that, because that's not something that's talked about, because the fish oil industry is about $1 billion in sales last year. So, you know, I'm kind of unpopular with them right now.
Mark, let me, if I can ask, interject and ask one question that's been coming up. The oats that are used in this Omega Green, what about for people that have gluten sensitivity? Has it been, can you comment on that?
Right now, I don't think we're going to find gluten in this product, but just to be absolutely certain, we submitted it to a pretty serious battery of tests, and as soon as we have those tests back, we'll be able to, you know, share that with everybody. Obviously, we want to see this thing gluten-free. For some reason, that was kind of an oversight when we were putting it together, make sure it was certified gluten-free.
Okay. forward to that information. Super. Next slide.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So the just to overview really quick, omega-3s are really important, and I didn't even talk about the importance of omega-3 as much as just the process of why we chose a plant-based, because I think that is actually incredibly complex and very, very important to explain. But we need omega-3s for our heart. They're absolutely essential. Our heart is bathed in cholesterol or fat, and depending on the kind of fat we give it is how healthy our heart is. Our brain, same thing, is made of cholesterol. High-energy fat gives us a very high energy and very healthy brain. Nerve function, eye function, of course, maintaining healthy cholesterol levels, the cellular membrane, sleep loss, carbohydrate cravings, all of these benefits come with our product, which is really, you know, it's an amazing category. It's a category that essential fats is growing just leaps and bounds. So I think that the culture has caught on to how important this is and how it's become a kind of a commodity. And one of the things that I like to share with people is that when cows were fed grass instead of corn, the meat contained an essential fat called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. Today, corn-fed beef has no CLA in it. So you can see, just that's one example of an essential fat that has been stripped out of our diets and we don't even realize it, just because of the way things are handled now. I don't think anybody thought when they were feeding cows corn that that would be a side effect, that there would no longer be any CLA in the meat. They weren't going for that. They just ended up with that side effect, unfortunately. And that's one example I like to share, just to show how there are many places now where we think we're getting essential fats where we're not, just because of the process. Are there any more slides?
Yes, you have a few more, actually.
Okay, I talked about the fish, and you can go ahead and go through this one. I talked about all that.
Okay.
And I talked about
I think they've
all of
on your end and on my end here.
Yeah, I talked about all this, so we're okay on this side.
Summary is the next one.
Yep, and this is the summary. So those are the new products, and yeah, I'm willing to take questions, and I'm very excited to, you know, help everybody out and explain some of the things. I know I've had some amazing questions from everybody, so we should go ahead to that.
Sure, excellent. So how we'll go ahead and do this, we've had a few questions that have come in via the chat feature, so we'll be able to take questions from people who are actually on the web portion of the meeting. We'll go ahead and unmute your line if you raise your hand. We'll try and unmute your line. If you're one of the first 125 callers, we'll be able to do that. If not, you'll have to chat your question or put it in the Q&A. We have a whole lineup of them, so I will just go in the order that I'm seeing them come through on here. So Anita Montgomery, I'm going to go ahead and try and unmute your line. And unfortunately, it's not going to allow me because we have a lot of people on the line tonight. Anne Cranshaw, so the attendee ID number wasn't linked to your name, so if you can go ahead and ask your chat your question, that would be great, and same with Anita. And same with Butch, you'll have to chat your question as the attendee ID number wasn't linked with your name. And that's why when you log into the meeting, log into the meeting first and note your attendee ID number before you call the 866 number, and that will help. We have a fair number. I want to get someone that we can hear the voice. Okay, Diane, I'm going to give it a try to unmute your line. Oh, is that Diane? Is that you? Good, great, excellent. We do have a person. Diane, where are you calling in from? Diane, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had my own phone muted. Sorry about that. I'm trying to be extra cautious here. I have a question about the vitamins, the four vitamins. Is it okay to take two in the morning and two in the evening, or should they all be taken at the same time?
No, you can split them up. But I will say that there's a potential in the evening that the B vitamins might wake people up. So it might be better to take them in the morning and maybe in the afternoon.
The afternoon, right. Great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. No problem.
And Mark, actually, can you address that? Also came in as a question, just even for the other nutritionals, when you'd recommend taking them.
Well, the The multi you can take all at once if you want to. With food is always best because B vitamins can be unsettling to the stomach. But it can be split up if needed as well. The digestive formula, you want to take that either right as you start eating, but if you forget it, I like to tell everybody, if you forget it and you get home and it's been 30 minutes since you've eaten, you can go ahead and take that, even probably up to an hour, and get some good effect out of it. But it's ideal if you take it right at the beginning of the meal, if you can try and get your digestive enzyme in there. The omega you can take any time. That's really up to you. You can take it. I personally I would take that before I go to bed because the blood thickens up at night, and most people have heart attacks at night, and this is a good cardiovascular product, so I would take that one in the evening. And and with the jade, I mean, any time you want to take that is fine. Some people use that as their coffee, I think, and take it in the morning and wake up and feel fantastic throughout the day. I think that's really up to the person.
Good. Excellent. And Jane Dulski, you are next in line to go ahead and ask your question. Jane, are you there? I've unmuted your line, Jane. Star 6 may have self-muted your line, but...
I'm here. Am I unmuted? Oh.
You are unmuted. Your line is unmuted.
Hi. Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Great. I suggest as a test of digestibility of the vitamins, submerging the vitamin in vinegar and then seeing if it's digested, if it's dissolved in a half an hour. Would that test work with the new Mega Daily 4?
No, it won't.
Okay.
It wasn't designed for that. That'll work really well with a capsule. But we actually designed this product to slow down because one of my concerns was that when people take their multivitamin in capsule form, it actually will release so rapidly that the body can't absorb many of the B vitamins, and because they're water soluble, and the C vitamins, again, water soluble. And so you end up, you know, passing them out or, you know, eliminating them. And people can see that. I mean, when they go to the restroom, their urine is like bright yellow. That's the B vitamins leaving their body.
Oh, okay.
Our goal was to actually slow that down, get more absorption, because the worst vitamin in the world to me is the one you just eliminate, you know, the one that you can't
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, utilize, the body can't utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar is also about 140 times less acidic than than gastric juice. So while vinegar has worked in the past as like kind of a, I would say like a litmus test, like, okay, this kind of is like our digestive system. It's
okay.
Not completely accurate because our digestive system is actually 140 times stronger or more acidic, I should say. So the idea behind the tablet was to break it down in 40 minutes, but kind of in a time-release fashion, but not like, say, a two-hour time-release or something like that. That's why I said a kind of a time-release fashion. And when we've done dissolution testing, which is a standard test we have to do for every single batch of vitamins we make, it breaks down in 39 minutes on the dot.
Thank you.
Excellent. Great question.
Thank you.
And Pat Truax, I'll need you to chat your question as well. I do see that you have it that way, so we'll address that shortly that way. I'm just going through with all the people that have their hand raised.
I have a couple of chatted questions.
Okay, great.
See them? The supplements will agree with everyone. I don't know if only I can see that or if you can see it.
You know what? I should have mentioned this. If you can chat your questions to Nikan University, then they're all going to one place, and then we'll ask that for Mark. So if that would be, Mark, if you want to take the couple that you have there, but then all other ones,
okay.
If you can either do the Q&A or chat them to Nikan University, that would be excellent. Great. Which one do you have there in front of you, Mark?
I'm reading it. It's a little complicated. It says that it's this one's a little complicated. I don't know if I can address the top of this one. I'm sorry because it's so complicated. But can you share anything additionally regarding the source of the organic maltodextrin? Organic maltodextrin is in the jade greenzyme, and a lot of people have asked. They think it's a filler, and it's not. It's actually there as a preservative for the enzymes and the nutrients that are in the barley. Without maltodextrin, within 6 months, there'd be no enzyme activity, and there'd be very rapidly depleting nutritional activity in that product. It actually acts as like kind of like a coating. And believe it or not, organic maltodextrin now costs more than the barley. It's a very expensive ingredient. It comes from corn. Maltodextrin, for some reason, it's gotten kind of a bad name, but it's actually a complex carbohydrate that our body could use. It has kind of a slow burn to it, so to speak. So just, you know, I hope that answers the question for everybody. Without it, the barley is really not viable. And then I have another question that says, can you explain enteric coating? None of our products have enteric coating. You'll have to forgive me. I know the newer nutritionals that I help formulate. I don't know the older ones. Maybe some of the older ones have an enteric coating. But an enteric coating basically is a coating on a tablet that gets bypassed the stomach so that the product is not broken down in the stomach, but rather released in the intestinal tract. Enteric coatings are used if stomach acid can break down the nutrient you're trying to deliver to the bloodstream. The idea is if you don't use an enteric coating, then the product will be denatured or destroyed by stomach acid and then rendered useless. None of our new products have an enteric coating. They don't need it.
Great. How about I go ahead and take a live question from Sandy Melhorn. Sandy, your line is open. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We sure can.
Great. I have two questions. One is if we have an estimate on the expected date for the results on that gluten sensitivity. And the second one is if CLA is also in the omega stream.
The answer is no to both of those, and I'll explain. I don't know what the day on the testing. These testing things drive me crazy because it's really we're at the mercy of the lab. So I don't know. We'll try and get that done as fast as possible. But it usually takes 2 weeks from when you submitted it. I don't know the exact day it was submitted because I don't do that side. And then CLA is not in our omega. Most people actually, I wouldn't recommend CLA necessarily for everyone walking around as a supplement you take every day. It's great for weight loss and things like that, but it's not something I would have thrown personally into the omega, and it's not there.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Great. Okay, next we have Trish. Your line is open. Trish, are you there?
I'm there.
Excellent. Hi, Trish. What's your question?
Okay, big question. In the States, it's called joint. In Canada, it's called CM formula. And when we were at the conference, you kept discussing how fish products were a problem. Yet CM formula is solely based pretty much on fish products, and it's so effective.
Yeah, and I did actually go back and talk about at the Orlando conference. I actually did say I don't want to badmouth fish products specifically because they are effective, and there's absolutely no way anyone could really deny the fact that they're effective. It was really it's a environmental aspect I was looking at just for our fish oil, because we have to put a lot more into the fish oil product. If we put together fish oil instead of a flaxseed, we'd consume more. The thing I like about the joint product is that it has a lower amount of fish oil and a useful amount, you know. So I can't really speak to that product because I didn't formulate it, but I know it works. I know it's a fantastic product. We just, as our essential fat product, and just try and think of it that way instead of specialized, like something. Just talking about the acetyl myristoate, is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, we actually tried the lactoferrin as another positive, and it did not work.
I couldn't speak about lactoferrin because I don't produce that. I'm afraid that, you know, that's something that's, you know, I'm not qualified to talk about. You'd really have to talk with the gentleman who worked on that. And again, with the other product, with the joint product, the CM product, because I didn't formulate those, I can't really speak to them, other than I can say the science is there, and they're fantastic products.
Exactly, but my curiosity was based on your stating that fish products were unstable. And ultimately we were going, oh boy, because they have done amazing things for me.
Yeah, and it depends on the product. And really, that's why I was talking about Costco and Target and things like that, because those are at the, I would say, the lowest end of the spectrum. Like, if you go to Walmart and you just bought some $1.99 fish oil or something like that, you're going to buy something that's at the lowest end of the spectrum, and you can question the efficacy and the stability of that product. That's why I didn't want to really speak to some of the other things I see out there in the industry, because they've gone to great lengths to stabilize the product. Very great lengths. Otherwise, honestly, it wouldn't sell at all. So,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, Patrick Millsap. I have a conversation with him because it's amazing. But your instability thing, the weirdness is out, like, really. Well, I still believe in organic, but it is so, such an effective product.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. I was really just speaking to fish oil that's marketed, realized. 500 million of the $1 billion in fish oil that's sold in this country is sold through Target, Walmart, Costco, places like that. So that's really
Thank
what
you.
I was...
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
and
you
I'm just going to move us along just because we have a fair number of other questions that are coming here, through here just to give a chance to ask as many as we can. So the next one, Carol Guth, do you have a question?
Yes, I was curious as to what the binder is of the tablet. We've in the past, you know, said how great it was that the veg cap was absorbed and so forth. Is there a way we can demonstrate what is necessary to the selling point of the tablet that you're talking about that has an extended absorption? And what is the binder?
The binder is just a basic polymer. It's like a monopolymer that's basically as simple as possible, just to kind of hold the tablet together. And then I didn't understand the first part of the question.
Well, in the past, because our multivitamin, I guess, complex is a veg tablet, or cap, I should say.
Yeah, it's a veg cap.
It was a big selling point for us to demonstrate how it could be better absorbed than tablets. And here we are now having...
Okay, I understand. No, I understand. That was true in the past, but technology has moved along where we're actually seeing a sea change where a lot of the progressive, and I'd say out at the very forefront companies have actually gone back to a tablet because the tablets now can be made down to a exact science as to how they are released. In the past, I agree with you completely. Trust me, I've been through the facility since I was a little boy. When they squashed those tablets, I mean, they pressed them hard with a lot of pressure and a lot of heat to keep them together. But because science has moved along and honestly the manufacturing techniques that we're using are cutting edge, we can actually make a tablet, use very little pressure, use very little binder, and get that thing to dissolve in a very specific amount of time, which is why I said it breaks down in exactly 39 minutes. And we test that every single time we make the tablets. That's not just we test it once a year and hope for the best. We test it every time because there can never be an adulteration to that test. It always has to be exactly the same. So it is an exact science now, and I don't think it was in the past. So what you're seeing... Just to sum it up, what you're seeing is just the movement forward of science.
Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you for that question. Botanist, your line is unmuted.
Well, thank you. I just didn't fully understand what DHA is. I'm just wondering if you can just once again repeat or talk about what it is, where it comes from, what it really does for the body. Thank you.
DHA is necessary for the developing of the brain. So age 12, that's why there's now, I think, so many women supplement with DHA products when they're pregnant and then when they're nursing and then start supplementing DHA because it...
Oh, your line's kind of breaking up, Mark.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Yep, that's good.
Okay. DHA has been shown in research to nourish the brain, mood support, to that.
Mm-hmm.
Bother saying it. I think it's like 30 letters in it. Nobody even refers to it by that name. They just call it DHA. But the thing to remember about DHA is it's a specific essential fat that your body can't make and it needs to regulate different hormonal activity in the body related to mood and all kinds of other things. It's fantastic.
Good. Excellent. And Elaine Shaw, your line is unmuted.
Yes, can you explain the reason that there's shellac on in the ingredients?
I knew that question would come up. Shellac has a bad name. Everybody has been like, shellac, oh my gosh, are you guys crazy? You're poisoning us. The shellac in our product is the coating. And it's a very, very fine coating, so you can swallow the pill, and it comes from grass. Now, I understand that people in the past have been worried about it because it comes from insects, or it's been used in, I don't know, science projects for kids in their, you know, middle school. This form of shellac is actually a very pure, very simple coating that your body, believe it or not, there's other much worse coatings out there that have better names, and they don't sound bad. Shellac's actually quite benign. In this grass form of it, I was actually emailed an article by a gentleman a couple days ago regarding shellac and how it should probably make a comeback as a coating, but somewhere along the line, it just got a bad name, probably because there's so many different kinds of shellac that it's like, well, what kind of shellac is it? Is that the stuff they're using in shoe shine? What is it? Ours, I can just tell you, it comes from a grass. It's very, very, very close to nature, and the body actually recognizes it and is able to break it down very easily. A simple biological process.
Great, great. Thanks for addressing that, Mark. That's excellent. Jack and Karen Ensign, your line is now open.
Well, we have the same questions, and thank you very much for answering that.
Okay, great. Excellent. And next we will go to, let's read a few questions that have come in through this way. Can you speak to how our flaxseed differs from others on the market? It as something really new, but I've taken it for a number of years. So is ours really different?
You know, I mean, you can't change a flaxseed, but you can change the way it's delivered. And that's the idea behind the oat, is just to stabilize it. High-energy fats are highly unstable. So when you go to the store and you see flaxseed oil in the refrigerator, I just want everybody to know that it wasn't shipped to that store in refrigeration.
Oh, really?
I know that for a fact, because when I was in high school, I worked at a health food store and I unpacked that stuff. And I worked at a health food store in Arizona, and it was shipped to us in the summertime, and then we put it into the refrigerator, and it was hot. The stuff is unstable in the oil form, and that's why they try to keep it in the refrigerator. But really, a bottle should be consumed as soon as it's opened in a relatively short amount of time. We used our oat to stabilize that flax, but most importantly is we added the DHA from the algae form, which you cannot get from flaxseed oil. I cannot stress that enough. And I really highly recommend everybody go out and do their independent research on this. See how much flaxseed oil it takes to get a milligram of DHA. You'll all be absolutely amazed.
Good. Excellent. And now, Mark, can you address, it says that the daily fours for adults, is it okay for preteens or teenagers, or what are your comments on that as to who it's recommended for?
I don't recommend it for preteens or children. I don't recommend it for prenatal. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, I don't recommend it for that. And really, I think it's only good for if you're 18 and above.
Okay, great. We previously were told not to drink or eat anything hot with the jade greenzymes, that it would kill the
Absolutely. If you mix that into a hot beverage, it's going to destroy those enzymes. Now, the enzymes are very active at a 98 degree temperature. That's actually one of the things that makes them go bad and warp. So if you want to eat, of course you can take it after that, and same with the digestive enzyme, take it before your meal. By the time you swallow your food, it's not going to be boiling in your stomach or anything and destroy the enzyme activity. But don't mix it into like hot water, because it will denature at 117 degrees.
We have a lot of the same types of questions. There was one here. I will address for the auto ship. I'm going to refer you to, if you want to know what products are on auto ship, some of our previous products, I'm going to defer you to go to myneken.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a link for updates on auto ship, and there are three separate charts, one that lists the items that are no longer available for auto ship, it lists the items that are available for auto ship, and it also has a chart for the ones that are being removed, which one do you now replace it with of our current product line. And Mac, I will go ahead and see if I can unmute your line.
I am here, Ann.
Good, excellent. Hi, Mac, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I've had some questions from people that have some sensitivity to caffeine and the effect it has on the body and blood pressures and things like that. And they note that with green tea and some of the things that are in the nutritionals, how much caffeine and what effect do you see that it might have?
Right.
I'm not sure about the caffeine. I'm actually waiting to get that. I got that question from you, Mac.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Through the great
I just
time.
Thought you were right on top of it and have an answer
I
tonight.
I actually am trying on that one, believe it or not. I'm trying hard.
Okay.
To get to that answer, I want to get, as soon as I get that, I will send it to you and
thank
we'll make
you.
It back and put it out. I'm sorry, I don't have that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be a good one for frequently asked questions. Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I will just address, for people that are asking specific medically related questions, we can't address whether they're good for a particular condition. Again, these aren't
sure.
like medical devices, and we can't make those recommendations or give that advice. You definitely want to speak to your healthcare practitioner, physician, about that.
Okay.
Great. And one question here from Herb Schoenfeld. It says, one of our nutritional products says it does not have carbomer in it. And it says, however, in Omega Daily 4, under other ingredients, there's a carbomer homopolymer.
Yeah, that's the homopolymer I'm talking about. That's the binder. It's a very simple binder that holds the tablet together.
Okay, good. What about the grapefruit and pineapple juice? Will it affect any of the supplements?
No.
Okay, good. That one was an easy. I believe that we have most of the questions addressed in... Mark, maybe you can speak a little bit more. One question came in. What is the benefit of the 3, 6, and the 9 in the Omega product?
Well, there's different types, specific types of Omegas. You have called the Omega 3, the Omega 6, and the Omega 9. And it's not a comprehensive kind of, you know, it's almost like a multi omega, so to speak. Now, there's other kinds of omegas. There's omega 7. There's omega 5. There's omega. I believe there's omega 8. I can't remember where CLA is. Omega 13 or something. But really, what we're looking at is the main three groups: alpha linolenic, gamma linolenic, and I can't remember omega 9 is off the top of my head. Sorry, right now. But the idea is try to get as many of these different types of omegas into our body because we don't make them. And they're absolutely essential for everything. If we actually deplete or don't get essential fats into our organs and things, our organs can't function properly. Our nerves can't regenerate. We don't have the correct, you know, reactions. We don't make hormones. Hormones are made out of fats and omegas as well. And that was the idea, really. Does that, Anne, do you think that covers the question?
Yeah, that's great. I've had a few more come in. Botanis, I'll go ahead and unmute your line if it's good. Bo, do you have another follow-up question?
Oh, just about the auto ship. I heard you talking about it, but I went online. I couldn't find it. Where to find a comparison chart to update our auto ship orders? Thanks a lot.
Are you on the site right now, Bo? Because I don't want to pull it up while my computer is operating, but I was on there today.
Yeah.
So it should be, like, if you go to myneken.com, on the right-hand side, I think above it, if I remember correctly, was it something about the new product? Typically, what you know, the column, you have the main flash section and the main body of the on myneken.
Important ownership announcement, click here.
There you go. That's where you want to click.
Upper right-hand side. Thanks so much.
Yep, no problem.
Great.
Okay, we have time for just a couple more questions. And, yeah, Penny, unfortunately your phone is not linked to your name entering the attendee ID number, and same with Diane, so we will go ahead and just chat your question in, and we can take it that way. And same with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's addressed most of the other questions that we have, and if we did not get a chance to answer your questions, please email them to distributorrelations@distrel@nican.com, distrel@nican.com. And we just reading through there. Okay, is this is the Megafor safe for postmenopausal women?
I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be.
Again, all of those types of questions, and if they've been with a history of breast cancer or surgery or any sort of really serious medical situation,
right,
that you want to go and speak to your physician about any sort of nutritional product that you're taking. Okay.
Yeah, let me just ask that, Ann.
Sure.
That if it does, give yourself kind of a litmus test and just say, okay, I've had this, you know, anomaly.
Okay.
Definitely talk to your doctor. I had so many people come up to me at the event and ask me, you know, very specific questions about their health and everything, and we just can't answer those. It's not possible. So we really recommend talk to your doctor.
So, Mark, we can claim that our nutritional products are vegan.
Yes.
Okay. And this interview here, one person asked you to speak to the blood sugar regulation and the omega. Can you just review that? But I will say that this call is being recorded, so it will be posted tomorrow in the conference call section under events on myNican.com, so you'll be able to go and listen to this presentation in its entirety.
Right. I actually didn't really get into the blood sugar regulation and the omegas. It's, for the omegas, I would consider that a one of the smaller things that science is pointing to, is that the omegas are very good as part of, I'm sure, what they call, you know, blood sugar regulation, or whether or not the cell is accepting sugar and things like that. But I recommend that if you have questions about an omegas that are very specific, like, does this work for blood sugar, or will it work for my mood, or something like that, because we can't speak to that directly, go to Wikipedia. You'll actually be amazed at what Wikipedia will tell you about some of the supplements. It's not always the best, but it will give you a decent overview of what, you know, some of the benefits of these products have.
Good. Excellent. Well, we're at the top of the hour, so I just want to close by saying thank you so much, Mark, for taking the time to be with us this evening,
yes,
to share the information, and we're so thrilled to have you be a part of the NECAN team and NECAN family, and I know all of us thank you for sharing your knowledge and,
yes,
time with us this evening.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. That's great. So for all the consultants on the line, you'll see our upcoming webcast this Friday. We have our Ignite 6 coaching webcast with Brody Craney. And next Wednesday, we have True Element Skincare with Susan Jeske. So don't miss either of those webcasts. And then we have our quarterly event next Saturday, November 22nd. Don't miss that. We'll look forward to being with everyone there. So have a great night, everyone.
Thank
and
you.
Look forward to being with you on upcoming
Bye.
Calls. Good night. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.